Let's get into the word. It says in Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Then he goes on to say, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Seeking God goes hand in hand with magnifying the Lord, making our boast in the Lord, praising him, rejoicing in the God of our salvation. A lot of people, their prayer is just simply talking to God. And that's true. That's prayer. But there's so much more to prayer. So much more to prayer. And that's the reason why I encourage everybody to come to Women of Valor, because you get into a new dimension of prayer and intercession. There is so much more to prayer. Some people have come to me and said, Sharon, you know, I have this tormenting thought, or I have this torment in my life, or I have this problem, and I ask God to do something about it, and he hasn't answered me. I want to say, have you been in a place of magnifying the Lord? Have you been in a place of worship? Have you been encouraging other people to magnify the Lord with you and to exalt his name with you? Are people glad because they're walking in humility? Well, then you go to the place of, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. We have got to get to the place that we are praisers, we are worshipers, we are exalting and extolling him. I heard some people say, well, I don't feel like praising the Lord, so I'll offer the sacrifice of praise and then I'll just do it. That's not the sacrifice of praise. Jesus is the sacrifice of praise. Jesus is the one who went to the cross. We offer Jesus the sacrifice of praise, giving glory unto the holiness, unto the purity of Almighty God. For there is none like him, none great as he is great. Oh, begin to magnify the Lord today. If you've been battling a spirit of fear, magnify him. Seek his face. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. Verse number 7, the angel of the Lord encamped round about them who fear him and delivers him. You need to magnify God to the point that the reverential fear of God comes upon your life, and that fear of God will drive out all other fear. Why? Because you'll get a revelation of his greatness and his power and his love to you.